Come in. Well.
Hi, this is Keith, your host of the Retro Radio Podcast.
And don't forget the Retrobots. I'm Jill.
I'm Tom.
And I'm David.
Well, good. Good for you.
The Internet's best-kept secret source of your favorite old-time radio shows.
Well, what do you care what other people say? We love you.
It's the place where
new tech
meets old tech and likes it. Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
I think it's very good for the children. It teaches them poise and the social graces.
Please do stop by the webpage at retro-otr.com.
I knew there was a reason for those sugary sentiments.
And leave us a comment or drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey everyone, this is Keith, and I think there may be some noise coming through my microphone today from a external fan, because it's hot. If I can, I'll try to filter it out and see how that sounds.
Keith, the background noise is okay, just a bird, and noise outside the window.
We may just have to live with it. Alright, today's show is going to be one from Command Performance. The date on it is, April 3rd, 1943. It features Bob Hope, Judy Garland, Johnny Mercer, and others. I think those are the main the folks in the show. And I wanted to say three things real quick about it. But first, how about a shout out for Buck Benny at the jack_benny.podomatic.com webpage and the podcast there. I just wanted to say hi and keep up the good work there. And for listeners of my own, please do go visit. And in case you're listening to this show on that feed, stop by my webpage, retro-otr.com, and give it a listen and check out and see what's there. Alright, the three things I wanted to say. One, the reason I picked this show for this podcast is on my own webpage there, as I mentioned, retro-otr.com, over on the right-hand sidebar, there's a little widget that keeps track of most popular posts. And what that means is when visitors click through links, those are some of the top pages that people click on and either download or read the show notes or stuff like that. And one celebrity that keeps popping up on there is Bob Hope. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of Bob Hope episodes at the moment. I actually do have about 100 or more archived on a hard drive that is no longer in service, so I don't have access to it until I can at least get that computer alive long enough to do a data transfer. But in the meantime, I don't have any unless I go out and find some more. But Bob Hope was a very popular character on Command Performance, and so that's why I've got this show. And number two, I wanted to talk about is the Command Performance series itself. It was produced by the AFRS, Armed Forces Radio Service, during World War II for troops who served overseas, and it's not well known, or it wasn't well known at the time by people who were, you know, radio listeners. It has become a lot more well known because of the way that the military had archived their transcriptions and discs, and they've been picked up by fans and collectors, and now they are widely available in electronic form on the internet. And so that's a word about this series. Oh, another thing too, the reason why you always hear people, like I just said, and others, that it was produced for the military overseas, it's not exactly unique to World War II. anyone who has served in the military overseas knows that the military does have their own radio and TV stations that will broadcast a lot of times rerun, plus the word syndicated, that's the word I'm looking for, syndicated material from the States. You may get reruns of popular TV shows, but sometimes there's some original programming. And of course, your daily news is covered by the local NCOs, usually, and officers who are assigned to that radio and or TV station, DJs and so forth. And so they still do that today, and they did it back then. But of course, back in the days of radio, the productions were much bigger, which is what Command Performance is. It's a really awesome production because you have name brand celebrities and popular singers of the day, like Bob Hope. You'll be hearing. Well, I'll get to that in a minute, because that's point number three I want to bring up, is the show itself. Bob Hope, you'll be hearing plenty of jokes, and of course they're directed towards the military, and chasing girls and all that kind of thing. Judy Garland, she does an awesome job singing. Johnny Mercer, there's a little scene I like where Bob Hope and Judy and Johnny are all kind of doing a medley they do. Because they took requests from the soldiers and sailors and Marines and the airmen and everybody. And so they would always have so many requests that they couldn't always get everything in. And so they would just do like medleys, you know, snippets of songs. And they kind of do that today. They whip out some different medleys. Most of them are Johnny Mercer songs, because if we don't know who he was, he was like the ultimate singer, songwriter, composer, performer, actor back in the day. And it's his cursed band for, decades. I think there's a song I hear he mentions called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And that song was popular like in the 30s, like early 30s or mid 30s, somewhere in there. And he was writing songs well into the 50s and maybe even beyond. But anyway, that's the show. Lots of good singing, lots of good acting, lots of good joking around, and I hope you enjoy it. And if I got some time, how are we doing on time? Well, thank you very much. Then here's the Retrobots to take it away.
Cute Bird Keith, I think you have a new fan. Our time is running a little long, so here's a short clip from The Fred Allen Show. Falstaff brings us a poem about meat shortage. Original air date is April 4th, 1943.
Bonsoir all, s'il vous plaît, Falstaff's here with Rondelet.
You haven't more poems tonight.
Indubitably. Have you heard, he was just a little pigeon, and yet he had religion?
No.
Or, when his antlers caught in the chandelier, the big buck deer said, Beyesvere?
No.
The stork had come, the doctor used penicillin, 2 minutes later, the baby was whistling.
Falstaff, you have upset everything. Tonight we have been mulling over the fish shortage.
Precisely why I am here. I have spawned a scansion.
You have? What is your poem called?
The whale called a meeting.
Well, how does it go?
The big bull whale said a meeting I decree, and he blew a spout that shook the sea. The fish came in schools, the porpoise and seal. The flying fish flew, crabs hitchhiked on eels. The minnows scurried, the haddock and sturgeon joined the tuna and cod who needed no urgent. When all were assembled, from jellyfish to trout, the whale said, here's what this meeting's about. Fish can't fight Hitler with guns or with powder, but we can give our lives for fish dinners and chowder. Fish are like soldiers, for news we all pine. So to keep us both happy, please, drop us a line.
Now for our featured presentation.
performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang. We're saddling up and hitting the old command performance trail that leads to all AEF battlefronts and battle stations around the earth. To spend a half hour with every one of you fighting men and women of the United Nations. Your big show, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department, makes tracks out of the USA, led by that lad with the upturned nose whose name turns up in thousands of your letters to command performance, that head man of the AEF Giggle Factory, old High Horn himself, Bob Hope.
Thank you, fellas. This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling you guys out there that if we all dig in and plant our victory gardens, we'll soon catch the Axis with their plants down. Yes, sir, I've got a wonderful victory garden in my backyard. The soil is so fertile. The soil is so fertile, it doesn't wait for me to plant it. Every morning knocks on my door and says, well, what have you got for me today? I don't want to tell you my garden is coming along fine. Some of the corn is almost up to the weeds. And I know I'm going to be very popular with my victory garden. I no sooner got it started than 3,000 bugs lined up with their ration books. My girl helps me with my garden. She's wonderful. She's got big buck teeth. She's the only girl I know that can carry on a conversation and hoe the garden at the same time. Well, let me tell you that spring here in Hollywood is wonderful. Ah, spring. Mother Nature has united all her children. The birds, the flowers, the bees, the trees, they're all one. Everything else is 1A. Spring and nature, it's wonderful. I asked my little nephew if he knew about the birds and the bees, and he said, sure, I know all about the bees and their honey and the birds and their honey and the cats and their honey. I said, wait a minute, cats don't have any honey. He said, then why does ours stay out all night? But this spring weather really makes you lazy. This morning, a blonde walked down the street, and I closed my eyes, and I imagined I was chasing her. And my brother's so lazy, God bless you, my brother's so lazy, he just holds a toothbrush in front of him and watches a tennis match. But believe me, this year, with the war going on, things in Hollywood are really different. Last week, there was a baby born out of Lockheed. He wanted to be near his mother. But the women out here have been wonderful. They're giving up silk stockings, long skirts. The girls are even taking the rubber out of their girdles. Now they're all out for defense. And believe me, it's no snap. But this girdle business even affects... Want to work on that a while? But this girdle business even affects the sailors down in San Diego. They're waiting for shapes that never come in. And fellas, they got a new regulation for women now. They say that women in war industries can't wear sweaters anymore. But I don't care. I've got a good memory. Anyway, now to the more serious business at hand. You know, poor old Sam, the command performance mailman, started walking on stage and slipped on a banana peel. It took a load off his feet, but leaves us to pick up letters from Corporal Jimmy Lodge in North Africa, from Art Morrow at 980, from Dr. Leo Disraeli at Navy 212, the gang at 24, Don Garrett and Adolf Friedman at 927, and from Yankee Doodle Pythian over there in Bristol, England. Tucked into all this mail like a notice from Morgenthau is a note from an Australian on Lord Howe Island. And he says, Lord, how you Americans have murdered that lovely song, The Curse of an Aching Heart. Please get your best baritone to sing it for us, and with no monkey business either. Okay, Aussie, here's one of America's finest baritones, Lee Sweetland and The Curse of an Aching Heart. No monkey business, Lee. There you are, Lee.
You made me think you cared for me, and I believed in you. You told me things you never meant, and made I gambled in the game of love. I played my heart and lost. I'm now a wreck upon life's alone I pay the cost. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You drag and drag me down until my soul shattered each and every dream. You fooled me from the start. And though you're not true, may God bless you. That's the curse of an aching heart.
Thank you, Lee Sweetland. You know, Jerry Colonna sings that number, too. The only difference is when you sing it, a lot of you goes into it, and when Colonna sings it, it takes a lot out of you. But, fellas, get a load of this next letter, signed by Private Speed Tinsley and the Artillery Gang at 948. Dear Command, we have been beating our widow heads against the wall. Who wrote this, Tinsley or Red Skelton? Who did that? Anyway, we've been beating our widow heads and hoping you'd give us that crack train, the Daylight, highballing through Glendale, California with that big electric horn wide open. Okay, Speed, and you guys at 948, here's the Daylight, rolling through Glendale and heading for Los Angeles. There goes the Daylight. And now all you Easterners, watch out, for here comes the 20th Century Limited. Speed also asked us to imitate the call of the gray sea otter during the molting season, but Otto the Otter has the no disturb sign out. Well, gang, a lot of you ask Command Performance for your favorite songs, and I know I really should sing more than I do. But you know how it is. They make me introduce train whistles and tell jokes. Fundamentally, I'm not a comedian. I took up comedy as a hobby and because I like to eat, too. But my real talent lies in the field of music, and tonight I go back to the field. What a thrill. All over the world, the radio is turned on, Hope turns on the voice, and Crosby turns off the radio. As I begin my concert tonight, I will be assisted by a fellow who writes songs, Johnny Mercer, and a little girl who sings, Judy Garland. Welcome, Judy Garland and Johnny Mercer.
Bob, that was certainly a swell build-up for yourself.
Oh. Well, I was just kidding, Judy. Gee, you know, this is a great thrill. Just think, Johnny Mercer, who writes the most famous songs, and Judy Garland, who sings them. Command Performance gets so many requests for Johnny Mercer tunes, I thought we might roll down our sleeves and do a few off the cuff.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll sit down here and listen to Judy.
What do you mean, Judy? This is going to be a trio.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no, come on, boys. Let's add a little of that Mercer music. Johnny, you remember this one? Garvey and some jungle mutters are crazy about it. Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey?
Oh, that's swell, Judy. And Johnny, Freddie Eldridge and New Delhi and Rankin Roberts and Chung King would like your old tune, Lazy Bones. How's that go again?
Well, I thought it had gone. with sand and gravel, it goes about like this. Lazy Bones. Sitting in the sun.
Boy, this is typecasting,
too. How you expect to get your day's work done?
Yes, yes. Oh.
Well, Bob, if you're so smart, how can you answer those four Joysy boys at 859 with that Mercer tune, I'm an old cow hand?
I thought you'd never ask me. I'm an old cow hand by the Rio Grande.
Oh, he sure is.
And a dirty rat, and a dirty stand here.
Thank you. Sorry, I wrote that number.
Yeah, you are. So much jealousy in every racket.
Oh, my Judy. Another Mercer hit. A hit with Watkins, Vitale, and Oaks in 867. Dearly beloved, dig a bit of that one for us, will you?
All right. Dearly beloved, how clearly I see, somewhere in heaven you were fashioned for me. Oh, Johnny, how does your tune go, that eeny, meeny?
Mm-hmm. I almost forget that darn thing. Something like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch your trouble by the toe.
How did Mo get in there? Is he the agent? How would...
Gets 10%.
How about Stardust, Mercer?
Well, I wish I'd written it, brother.
Oh, Johnny, you've written practically everything but Stardust and Ave Maria. And how about numbing us with a bit of your pardon my southern accent?
Pardon my southern accent. Pardon my southern drawl. It may sound funny, but honey, I love y'all.
Would you mind trying that, just eating one waffle, old boy? Drop that ham and a chicken and a toto.
Oh, well, why don't you do a Mercer Hope duet and take a favorite of Harold Bogan in the U.S. Naval Hospital? You must have been a beautiful baby.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, baby. Oh, baby, look at you now.
Drop the net. And Judy. And Judy, how about that Mercer tune for Corporal Larry Ovington at 957 and his girl Betty in South Orange? I'll remember you.
All right. I'll remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago.
You know, I begin to feel the lack of an orchestra.
I know, but we shouldn't break this up until we get together on one of Johnny's most famous numbers.
You can't ruin nothing but my reputation.
Well, what's the tune, Judy?
Strip polka. 1, 2, 3.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when our Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, try more.
Get him off. Grab them men, Johnny. Look, while you... Wait a minute. While you and I take out across the alley for a quick one, Judy Garland will get command performance back into the convoy. The orchestra and Judy, and I never knew I could love anybody, honey, the way I'm loving you.
Do it, Judy.
I've been running in circles while playing a game of pretending. I didn't realize I wasn't wise what love could do. Now I'm facing a future that hasn't that one happy ending. And I'm a fool, I guess, to confess it all to you. I never knew love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I didn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do.
And Johnny Mercer, thanks very much. You know, I'd like to see you again about 9 minutes before the end of the show. Next, fellas, we're striking out for Asia to call on the Asia Miners and moving on to Mel Inners with an aircraft company at APO 824 and calling Mr. 5x5 Benton at 650. Hello, Barbara at 17 Mill Lane in Essex and Sarge Gregory at 853, who sends love to his wife, Butch, in Sayville, Long Island. She must have a steak hidden somewhere. And Carl and Topper in the Bomb Gang at 762. Regards from Patricia Foster to Jimmy Papa at 860. And from Ginny Sims to Jimmy Hasty and friends at 853. For all of you and for Rocky Castagnola and buddies in England who say cheerio, pip, pip, and see you back home in the pool room at 44, it's another command performance for Lee Sweetland singing the Lord's Prayer.
Temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Oh.
Lee Sweetland, and taking a gander at the old Dr. Miles calendar, the small print says warm weather, lilacs, and lilies, and the big blue numbers say we're in the general neighborhood of Easter. So let's shine our shoes and call on that fairest of Easter flowers, pretty little Judy Garland. Come on, gang.
Tonight, Bob Hope and Judy Garland present a stirring one-act playlet about Easter entitled... With meat rationing, it's very tough to get Easter rabbits, but with Hope around, you don't have to worry about the eggs. As our play opens, we go back to Mr. Hope's youth, where we find young Robert on the way to his girl's house on Easter morning to go walking in the Easter parade.
Gosh, it's quite a walk to Judith's house. Am I nervous? How do I look? All my coat buttons buttoned? Yep, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all buttoned. Boy, and wait till Judith sees these shoes. I bet she's never seen them buttoned up in the back before. Gosh, there's Judith's brother in the window. Yoo-hoo, Mrs. Jones!
Yes?
Is Judith going walking with me in the Easter parade?
Oh, it's the Hope Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Still working in the livery stable?
Nope.
Then come in the house. Front door.
Well, it's great. How do we look?
Are you...
Judith! Your young man's here.
Coming, Mother. Oh, hello, Robert.
Oh, happy Easter morning, Judith. Come to take you walking in the Easter parade.
Robert, where's your manners? Why do you always keep your hat on your head?
Well, there ain't no place home I can leave my bullfrog. Yes, sir. Got him trained, too. Tip it, Herman. See?
Oh, Robert, you're so clever.
Yeah. Say, I got a surprise for you. I brought you a real live rabbit. Got it right here in my shirt.
A rabbit? Oh, let me see him.
All right. Whoops. Missed him that time. Get him the next time around.
Well, come on, let's get started, Robert, if we're going for a walk. I want to show off my new clothes. We're going, Mother.
All right, dear, go ahead. But listen, young man, if you take my daughter into the park to pick flowers...
Yes, ma'am.
Pick them.
Goodbye, Mom.
Gosh, Judith, beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah. Gee, I'm proud to be walking in the Easter parade with you. You know, Robert, I like your suit so much.
Listen, Judith, when Sears Roebuck puts something on one of the colored pages, it's really something.
You got some kind of new stick-em on your hair, haven't you, Robert?
Yep, keeps every hair in place. It's called Stay Good. You just put it on and let it gel.
Is it much trouble?
Only nights getting it back in the jar. Gosh, kind of warm walking in the Easter parade.
Well, why don't you take off your Mackinaw?
No, the earmuffs and mittens come off with it.
Oh, Robert, jump over that fence and get me that sunflower.
Okay.
That's it. Now come back.
Oops, rip my pants. Better keep the sunflower myself.
Robert.
What?
Do you think we'll ever get married?
Married? Oh, gee, shucks. Gee whiz, oh, God.
Robert, come down from that tree and answer my question.
Say, Judith, today we better settle once and for all. Who's your boyfriend, me or that sissy, Rufus Carpenter?
Why, you are, Robert.
And in school, why do you copy your examination from him?
Because I don't want to flunk. Besides, I like Rufus Carpenter. Oh, say, that's him crossing the street towards us. Isn't he handsome?
Handsome. Take away his cheese, and what have you gotten?
Oh, quiet, Robert. Here he comes. Hello, Rufus. You walking in the Easter parade?
Yes. Don't you think Mother dressed me nicely?
We may be wrong about him, you know? Sweet, doesn't he? Is that a collar you're wearing, or did somebody stick your head through a doily?
Now listen, Beetlehead, I'll knock you so far down in your pants you can lace up your face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Copycat. Say, you keep away from here. Judith's with me.
Oh, yeah? Come on, Judith. You and me is going to take a walk.
Say, you can't bulldoze me. I'm coming, too.
Boys, be friends. Rufus, behave yourself.
Oh, I got a good mind to hit him one.
Why, Rufus, you're a big bully picking on Robert. He's so much smaller than you are.
Well, sure, as long as he stands there on his knees.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go down to the drugstore and get a soda.
Yeah, you ain't coming with us, Hope.
Oh, no, I'm not scared of you, you big punk.
Oh, please don't fight.
Why, I'll tear him apart.
Oh, my.
All over, and he never laid a hand on me.
That's right, Robert. Come down from that.
Thank you, Judy, Elvia Allman, and Ken Carpenter. And fellas, here's Judy doing that big favorite with our Command Performance customers all over the world, Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, blue birds.
a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. That's where you
the memory of all you guys so true, to the old red, white, and blue, who hit the land and sea and air, and every day come through. We're so proud of you.
Well, men, this is Bob Hope saying so long from the USA, where right now it's the time of the year when women are doing their spring cleaning while their men are overseas cleaning house. Good night.
Carpenter making a final entry to the effect that this program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Command Performance is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Fellas, it's been solid sending a little hunk of this early dim with you fellas. Well, I'll be back whenever you holler for us.